The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Open Phone Friday. I think I've said that about 15 times. On this 29th day of December 2017. You know, in the last couple of days, I've heard, oh, Vladimir Putin, he's in trouble politically, and he's X-ing out his opposition. He's hanging on to power by his fingernails. Well, that's the Zio Media doing that. The neocon CIA-connected Washington Post turned truth on its head, suggesting in one of its endless Russophobic assaults, a recent poll had his approval rating at somewhere near 83%. Isn't that ironic, that number? It's about the same number of people in Syria that said that they wanted to keep President Bashar al-Assad. Funny how that gets twisted. He's supported by 82% of young respondents, 83% among Russians age 45 to 59, and 89% among people age 60 or older, that ironically have been around since they were the Soviet Union. Western politicians came nowhere near him in popularity. Many are widely disliked, notably Britain's Theresa May, France's Emmanuel Macron, Germany's Angela Merkel, and Spain's Mariano Rajoy. Gallup has Trump approval rating at 37% in its latest December 18th to 24 survey. According to the Washington Post disinformation, Putin remains unwilling to test his popularity against real competition, adding, on Monday, the State Election Commission banned his most popular opponent, Alexei Navalny, from running in a presidential election scheduled for March 18th, meaning that Mr. Putin will face no serious opposition to obtaining another six-year term. He prefers to stage a Potemkin vote in which his only challengers will be two perennial candidates, one communist and the other one ultranationalist. Navalny called for a boycott. Walpole claimed voter turnout will likely be low. Polls show his vast majority of eligible voters intend participating. Western darling here, Navalny, is a convicted embezzler, a phony anti-corruption advocate, a political nobody with scant popular support. Walpole lied, claiming he attracted a broad following across Russia. He's popular in his own mind, and Walpole's alone, ignored or disliked by the vast majority of Russians, backed by Washington, funded by an anti-democratic National Endowment for Democracy. Putin will be reelected in March by a landslide. He's too overwhelmingly popular to defeat. You know, it's really fascinating about this. What do you think Trump's going to do in 2019 for the 2020 election? Is he going to run again? He'll be, what, 74 by then? I don't know. I know Ted Cruz wants to be president. Yeah. Creepy Cruz. Creepy Ted. I don't think that I've ever seen any presidential candidate go after. Go after political opponents the way Trump did. Little Marco, yeah. Oh, boy. Sovereign Man, what's on your mind?
You left us hanging last night.
How's that?
You know, you give us a little bit of, little snippet of Cody Snodgrass calling in saying he's in an accident.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
He's dead. Didn't you get that part of the story?
No, he's not. Snodgrass isn't dead.
Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. It was the other whistleblower that I was talking about, the cop that was down there. I apologize. My mistake.
Yeah, actually, the people suspected it was an attempted, you know, assassination, but he was traveling up a mountainous hill, and he got hit by an oncoming car. It was a young woman who was in a hurry on an icy hill mountainside.
Okay.
And by the grace of God, he's alive. He was actually in the car with three other people.
Yeah, that's all I had on it yesterday.
Yeah, you can do a search on YouTube for Snafu Radio. It basically, it's an update on Cody Snodgrass accident and a Christmas message. It's a very nice message if you got it, you know, an hour or so to listen. When you said 8 minutes in, I thought you were going to play that because he does a whole lot of promo before the video, and so you got to go about 8 minutes into the video.
Yeah, that's what I did. I went up to the 8 minute mark and played it from there. All right. Well, what?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Yeah, I really didn't have anything more on him, but the majority of that story dealt with not him. I was talking about Oklahoma City and the sergeant there that committed suicide, with rope burns and stab marks and gunshot to the head with no firearm there until the FBI showed up and found it. Yeah. Nobody wants to talk today. What, are they all asleep? They're going to leave me hanging here? Open phone Friday and nobody phones? Should we play music? How about Merry Christmas for the next 52 minutes? What else is going on here? I'm starting to see noises here about the government moving in on Bitcoin, just as I suspected that they were going to do. And just for the record, I am not a Bitcoin fan. Do you know there's people right now, because Bitcoin is, I think it's down from its 19,000, but people are actually mortgaging their houses and buying Bitcoin now. Something as volatile as this, not attached to anything, and you're going to literally bet the farm on it? Okay. You know, if you're going to do any liquidation, this is what I would suggest. If you're going to sell the farm, take those proceeds and buy a crap load of silver. Probably be happier doing that than betting your future on Bitcoin. Chuck Baldwin takes a look at looking into the future, a look ahead. He says, as we approach a new year, I want to pro-offer some observations that are suggestive of what 2018 may look like. Mind you, these are not predictions, but only observable trends that give us insight as to what the new year may bring. The signs are everywhere that Trump and his administration is going to take the U.S. and perhaps much of the world itself into war. During Trump's first year in office, he's expanded the U.S. military operations around the world to the highest levels in modern history. Trump deployed U.S. Special Operations troops to 149 countries, which is a whopping 150% increase over the levels produced by the quintessential presidential warmonger, Mr. GW himself. In addition, Congress has rubber-stamped Mr. Trump's plan to allocate $214 million in an unprecedented military buildup in Eastern and Northern Europe, close to Russia's borders. This expenditure is part of a larger $4.6 billion European Deterrence Initiative, EDI. They got their acronyms here. The funds will be distributed between U.S. military bases in Latvia, Estonia, Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, Luxembourg, Iceland, and Norway. These bases are mostly designed to house top-of-the-line U.S. warplanes. Remember, Mr. Trump is putting these bases on Russia's doorsteps. The Pentagon recently announced that some 2,000 U.S. troops are stationed in Syria. What the Pentagon won't admit, of course, is that our troops in Syria are opposing government forces that are fighting ISIS guerrillas. And our troops are also training other anti-Assad terrorist groups in Syria, because Syria and Russia have, for the most part, destroyed ISIS in Syria. The Pentagon also said that our forces will stay in Syria indefinitely. Now, I want to bring this to your attention. We are an invader in Syria, by any standard. We were not invited into Syria. We popped up. We tried to overthrow Assad. Russia came in and said, Mr. Assad, you have a problem. You have ISIS, which we know who is funding ISIS, who is training them to topple your government. And I don't know exactly how they think this is all going to work out. If Israel and the U.S. want to team up together and go to war with Iran. And all the while, we've been on this witch hunt here for Mr. Putin's head, because he's just a dirty commie bastard. Wow. Really? Roxanne. Hello, Roxanne. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. I wanted to talk about, it was an incident here in Houston, May 29, 2016. Two young men, and I know one for sure was an ex-Marine. I'm not sure about the other guy, because my neighbor who has moved, but he is a cop, and I get backstories to a lot of stuff going around town.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, they went into an auto store, and a customer was shot. He died. Two dead, six injured was the whole thing. They shot five bullets into the police helicopter, and one of the cops had total armor on that they shot at, but he made it out, but the other cop got shot in the hand. So, but the thing is it comes late, and they buried the story. They put it out there. It was all over the national and local, of course. And they buried it pretty much within 2 days, that story, because it was real. It wasn't the Las Vegas hoax or all these other hoaxes. And his family said, well, he was depressed and on medication. It's the same story, but it's so sad, because 22 of these young men and women are killing themselves a day from these crazy wars that we don't need, don't want, don't, you know.
Yep.
Unless you're a weapons maker, benefit from. But anyway, so I just wanted to tell you about that story, because, you know, they didn't go send the families, the people that died and got hurt, they didn't have to go fund these up. They didn't have all that hokey kooky whoopity-doo-dah stuff up the next hour.
Yeah, I think
it's
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, I think Pat Tillman, you know, here was a young guy, strapping young man, good looking, built like a brick house, as they say. And he goes over to the Middle East. He finds out what's going on, and then all of a sudden he was killed by friendly fire. And it has been reported by other sources that he found out exactly what we were doing over there, and he was going to come back to the U.S. and blow the whistle henceforth. And I would venture a guess that it probably wasn't other U.S. servicemen in uniform, but it was probably mercs that killed him. But here was another guy with I'm big, I'm bad, I can go kill the enemy got over there and started to realize who the enemy to these people really was. Wow. All right, Roxanne, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Didn't I take Al in West Virginia? He called earlier. Why am I? I don't know if he got dropped. Al, did we drop you?
Well, you dropped. But you was dropped. I was dropped, but that's okay.
Okay, well.
Nobody wanted to call in. I figured I'd hang with you.
Al, no, you don't need to. Al, you don't have to hang with me and give me an open toad story. No, I got it. But I appreciate. I appreciate.
Well, believe it or not, I've been around the block a few times. There's a lot you don't know about me.
Okay, well, that's fine. I appreciate it. But let me keep moving on with news and information and other callers. But I appreciate the sentiment.
All right,
then. Okay, then. Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve.
You mentioned Pat Tillman. Sounds like somebody left his Foot Locker open, and they found his diary, actually, what was going on. That was the theory that it was actually never returned to his family, so we can only speculate that, he did learn the truth, what was going on with the war, the lies, and he would have probably come back and revealed the truth. And, truth is the enemy, actually. So that's a sad situation there. And we can also look back at the lies of Loretta Lynch. Do you remember that whole thing? I think it was Jessica Lynch, I'm sorry, about how they falsified that whole scenario when manufactured the whole rescue in the hospital thing.
Yeah.
Just lie after lie with this war.
Yeah.
So
well, and they have to, because the whole war effort itself is based on what? You know, what was the mission? You know, to go over and liberate the people of Iraq because Saddam Hussein was such an evil leader. And whether he did or did not kill 18,000 of his own people, look what the U.S. managed to do. How many hundreds of thousands or millions? We still don't have an accurate body count. And that country is absolutely in ruins, politically, economically, structurally, everything. Every which way a country can be blown apart, that one has. So exactly what did we do for the Iranian or the Iraqis over there? We just gave them a crap load of death. That's what we gave them.
Exactly. Hey, if you have time after your news, I would like to know whether it be your predictions for 2018,
oh, gosh,
or your wishful thinking predictions,
oh, gosh,
of what you think, what you would like to see in 2018. I know what my number one on my list would be HRC. Indictment and prosecution and conviction myself. That's what I would like. When I get a chance, I'd like to hear what you've got to say for 2018, what you would like to see.
Well, you know what my number one is. You already know, Steve.
More money for the network.
No. That's operational stuff. I'm talking about for the benefit of this entire country to give us relief from what we've been suffering with for over 100 years. The bankers. You can say those words. The gangster banksters. That would be my number one. My number two would be, yes, Hillary Clinton. And I. It's funny you should say this, because Gerald from EIR, he called me today to thank me for having Mike on last week. And I told him, I said, he mentioned three people, Hamilton, Lincoln, and FDR. I said, I'm not a fan of either one of those three men. Oh, and I got this fancy dance explanation as to, you know, what needs to be done, and they're on a push right now because the United States owes China all this money in treasuries. They're sitting there and they don't know what to do with. It's not giving a return, and apparently we don't have the money to make those bonds good. So we're allowing the Chinese, the Red Chinese, to come into our country and invest in our infrastructure. And, Steve, that's with no strings attached, mind you. So let me see. This is going to happen in place of us owing them a couple trillion bucks, and they're going to come in here and put billions of dollars into our economy, and they're not going to have ownership, and there's going to be no strings attached. Do you believe that?
One of those, we don't have the cash on hand, but let's give you something of a value. I believe a lot of those land purchases in the United States where they were taking away this land, that land, they were using that as collateral. for payment for to China. I believe a lot of that was, but yeah, I could see that be a scenario.
Well, it's also, and I have not verified this, so folks, don't go jumping up and down yet. We'll wait for other verifications coming in, but some of this uranium that this Canadian company happened to buy through the okay of Hillary being Secretary of State and her panel of goofies, it said, yeah, we have no problem with that. Apparently, some of that material ended up in the North Koreans' hands. So you're number one on your wish list for going after Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation? Yeah, that would be a biggie. But what I told Gerald was, what I see, everybody's focusing on Trump here, saving Trump, saving Trump. I'll let Donald Trump worry about Donald Trump. What I'm most concerned about, and I told him, is they're throwing people under the bus. And I don't give a damn how many people they have to throw under that bus, whether it be Comey or whomever, or the guy that was really an anti-Trumper and made it known in his emails. Yeah, that guy. They'll throw anybody under the bus. We have mixed signals coming out of the Department of Justice. What about that Hillary Clinton thing? What about, you know, that wonderful foundation that was helping so many worldwide that was shut down almost immediately after she was not elected president of this country? And how many people, Steve, with this little flypaper scenario, how many politicians got stuck to this one and can't get their way out? We don't know the breadth or the depth of it. We have our suspicions. We know she's a criminal. We know she's a crook. We know her husband was a crook. Did they order hits? We don't know. They could be charged for murder for all we know. But we know one thing. A rotten fish starts rotting from where? From the head down. Something, if I was standing in Denmark right now, I could smell this. Something's rotten.
Yeah, I would also like to see, John, I'd like to see the FBI and the CIA dismantle completely and rebuild it, but not to the level, not the size it is today. I think a lot of people, you know, when James Comey left, anybody who had a conscience and knew what was going on and was very upset that he did not do his job left the agency. I think we did see some people leave, and they were people that had a conscience, said, I can't work for somebody who can't uphold the rule of law. I commend that. I would like to, you know, you can go through this with a fine tooth comb and try to find the right people in this FBI right now, or you can say, screw it, scrap it all, fire them all, and start over scratch. You'd probably be better off doing that than try to find the people in the agency that might still be good, because I think it's so tainted. I think I would just start from scratch, personally.
Well, I'm all for dismantling it. You know, it's one thing to have intelligence. It's one thing to have that. It's one thing to have an eyeball on people and their machinations and their movements. And I'm talking about people that may be hostile to this country. It would be foolish not to cast a jaundiced eye at them. But to the extent that the CIA and the Pentagon are literally hooked at the hip, and we keep coming up with more invasions, more death, more killing, more chaos. I'm in the John F. Kennedy camp. Spread these people to the winds. Just break them up. Get rid of them.
I agree.
It's a
danger. John, have a happy new year.
Thank you. You too, Steve. Are you back in God's waiting room?
No, I leave Tuesday.
Okay.
Day trip. I'll be back Thursday.
All right. Well, I hear it's not snowing down there.
It's going to be minus 13 Monday, high of 4.
And you brought your Florida thin blood up to that climate?
Yeah.
Yeah. From California, no less. All right. Thanks,
yeah,
Steve.
California, Florida here.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Happy New Year. Victor in Indiana. Hello, Victor. Hello, Victor.
Hi, I'm calling about the veteran conversation you had about the troops coming back with these mental disorder.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring up the topic of the actual brain condition that I saw when I was watching Charlie Rose, their brain special, a couple of years ago. They brought up momentarily out of the other conditions that are known to people like Parkinson's and other brain ailments. They brought up the condition of the troops coming back with some sort of degenerative brain condition, and they showed a slide that they just showed him momentarily on his show, and they hurry up and cut it off, and they changed the subject real quick. I actually know a loved one with this condition, and I believe they're covering up something with this brain injury as far as it being a probably more of a chemical injury or some other type of injury, and they're just kind of just bunching it up into a mental disorder. I think this needs to be brought up more often.
Well, first of all, if you know somebody that's got this affliction, what exactly is it that you're talking about?
They're brain spots. When you bring it up in MRI or a CAT scan, they're shown as brain spots, and it's sort of what on the Charlie Rose special they showed as well. I kind of been doing some investigation on my own with the natural health movement, and unfortunately there's a lot of doctors being victimized in that effort. But it's their brain spots, and they don't know what's causing it. There's linking it to the MSGs or something in the MREs or maybe some sort of other source, but it's not brought up very much.
I don't imagine anything just happened to slip by on the Charlie Rose program. These people do not make mistakes like this. And I'm just wondering, you know, if this just isn't kind of a sweet little cover story to, you know, not all this is post-traumatic stress syndrome. I personally believe, after talking with many vets that have come back, and we're talking people with multiple tours, I think my assessment, the reason why these guys are killing themselves is they're coming back to a country that I don't think they recognize anymore. And they've got blood on their hands for doing something that they shouldn't have been doing. That's why I think that's why you're seeing all these deaths, all these suicides. So,
yes.
All right. Victor, I appreciate
you. Okay, Happy New Year.
You too, sir. I appreciate your call. Brain spots, huh? We'll have to look into that one. Mike in New York.
Hello?
Yes. Have you reached the party in which you want to speak?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, I wanted to wish you Happy New Year's.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to bring up the Las Vegas shooting.
Mm-hmm.
What is it up to? 7 witnesses now that said they saw more than one gunman?
Yeah, can you hang on 1 second? I've got to take the bottom of the hour break here. Hang on, Mike. Joe in California, you're up next. 800-313-9443. By the way, there's 13,778 special agents in the field, and that was as of February of 2012. I think they grew more. So a few guys leaving the FBI, Steve? It's not an indication that anything is changing.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are back. By the way, Mike in New York, I was just talking to Mike during the break. You know, I don't even watch the New Year's celebration anymore. You know, the ball dropping and all that other stuff. Not since Dick Clark died.
Neither do I, but that's mainly because I work almost every holiday.
So. Well, I hope you hope you get overtime, huh?
Yes, sir.
What was on your mind, Mike?
I had listened to one of your past broadcasts from last December around the same time,
okay.
And you were talking about news organizations that were literally paid to make fake news.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me kind of looking into some of the stuff. I, in particular, was looking into Las Vegas, and I found this article about John Bielman, who supposedly shot himself after shooting his daughter with a shotgun in the back of the head. Now, I followed this to a Snopes article. You know, the fat lady with the cat.
The fat lady with the fat cat, yep.
And they debunked this. Now, here's the thing I'm wondering. Was this another setup? Was this another piece that was kind of like spike and volley? Or vice versa?
I don't know, but, you know, I told the audience, and I don't know if you remember me saying this, but, you know, I am old enough to remember Kennedy being shot, being in the fifth grade, and we were let out of school that day, and I don't remember. I don't think there was school the following day. But for 3 days, and most of the time it went commercial-free in the coverage of this. And it kind of drew me into the real world and real happenings and real people. And, you know, I was still at the age that I liked, I'd still watch cartoons in the morning. But this caught my attention, and I started watching the news. And it was that point in time when we only had three networks that at least the news was being carefully managed. And that was, that was 50-some years ago. You know, here we go to present day. You know, stories being manufactured, opinions being offered by supposed guests that are in the know. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, wow. You know, I don't trust anybody or anything anymore. I trust them, but I verify along the way.
And complete media blackout from the mainstream media. I mean, there hasn't been anything about this since. It's like it never happened.
Yeah. Well, and are you talking about the Vegas shooting itself?
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, you're right. Because there were a bunch of conflicting stuff that came out afterwards. The behavior of the county sheriff out there. You know, the questions during and how he handled himself during press conferences and having the FBI right up his backside to make sure that he didn't make any mistakes that they could not correct.
Literally, and, right there on screen, yeah, right behind him.
Yep, looking very dour and looking at that audience as if to be saying to him, you know, you say one thing out of line, you know, you're going to be in trouble. Yeah, I'm telling you, Mike, they keep referring to such things as a deep state, but yet I've heard nobody critical close enough to mainstream to start calling this what it is. This is an ideological war going on out there, and they're going to use whatever tools necessary to get what they want, whether it's turning this country further into a police state, notice I said further because it already is, or, you know, what the aims and goals are. You know, most of the media is owned by Zionist, and they have their particular agenda. And I'm waiting for people to start recognizing this rather than just calling them liberals, which even Khrushchev called them what they were. He says, hey, you call them liberals, we call them communists. You know, oy vey, what's wrong with you people? And here was a communist telling you who the communists were. But yet the medias don't touch this.
You were talking about Trump yesterday in the podcast that I do. I actually kind of ripped Trump a new one because I don't see this tax plan as really changing anything, and the war policy seems to be trundling along.
Yeah, you saw that as well. And like I said, you know, has the government done anything in these times to cut back on their expenses? No. We're moving full speed ahead. This is what I mentioned to Gerald from EIR this morning. I said, look, you know, $1 trillion in infrastructure. Isn't that great? Yeah, we're going to repair our infrastructure. Where are we going to get the money from?
Exactly.
And it's going to be borrowed, so that's going to be on the United States credit line. And where does a credit line stop? The surety for this is your pocket. But these are dealing with the people, the middlemen. The banking infrastructure, the interest, and all the debt. And I told Gerald, I said, I don't know what's wrong with EIR. I said, but send me your newsletter, send me your articles. I'll pick and choose what I want to talk about, and I'll contact you people. Because I told him, I said, I smell something wrong here. I said, I got a guy that comes on my show, and he's talking about Hamilton, and he's talking about Lincoln. He's talking about FDR. I said, FDR's real name was Roosevelt. I said, Lincoln. I said, do you know what the 13th Amendment is? Or was? He couldn't answer the question. I said, well, I've got the original pocket constitution from 1860, and there was a 13th Amendment. And I says, and what was Lincoln? It for the original 13th Amendment forbade lawyers, titles of nobility, from going into public office. Couldn't hold them. in this country. And what was Lincoln? He was portrayed as a country bumpkin lawyer, and he lived in a log cabin, and he was just a humble guy that unfortunately he had this thing that happened in the United States called a Civil War. I said that was a declaration on the southern states. The United States went to war with its own people. And I said, Mr. Springsteen was the one that did it. He couldn't answer what the original 13th Amendment was. What I'm getting is we're here for, I don't know, what the hell we're here for. I'm trying to figure out what EIR is actually going after. You know, Harley Schlanger, I'll continue to have him on about intelligence issues. But the rest of this political stuff, I don't recognize it. I don't know what the hell it is.
Wasn't it convenient that the war that was fought over states' rights, that all of a sudden the 13th Amendment keeps the lawyers out? Oh, we're going to overwrite that, and, you know, we've got the president that's a lawyer in office right now, so we'll just kind of memory hole that.
Yeah, exactly. I just find that rather convenient. And like I said, people have heard me. I don't know, have you seen the movie that Spielberg did, Lincoln?
I have.
Okay. What was half that movie about? His trusted
slavery.
People... No, his trusted people were telling him they needed... Well, it was about slavery, yeah. But, Mr. President, we need a 13th Amendment. Over and over and over and over again. And I'm like, either Spielberg is stupid or somebody helped him write his script. Yeah. All right. Mike, anything else?
I actually have a request.
Yes?
If you get the chance and if you and Chris Hinckley's schedule line up, I would like to hear you guys both on the same show together at some point.
You know, that's an interesting thought. I had one, not this break, but the last break. I said to Mike, I said, why don't we have commercials in the host's own voice promoting their own show on this network? We have Al Whitney up there. We should have the other host, you know, with their own voice touting their own program on the network. Interesting, why Chris Hinckley and myself?
Chris Hinckley is kind of an acquired taste because of his voice, but if you listen to him, you're going to learn something.
Oh, I know. That's why he's on this network. Like I said, and I'm not being super critical here, because the content is more important to me than the presentation. And the reason why Chris Hinckley is on this network is because of his content. It isn't because of his sparkling personality and his wit and humor. I think I once described him. You've heard the axiom, listening to paint dry, right? Okay. Well.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is. And I listened to him coming back from Missouri. He subbed for me, and I listened to that whole show. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I made the right choice, but sometimes he just gets a little bit off track. And I made jokes here at the network. You know, I just have a remote controlled cattle prod, you know, to give him a little boost, you know, to keep him going. But he's here because of his knowledge and the content of his program. I'm not all hung up on superstars with pretty faces and whatever else.
I like Ron McDonald, and I think the back and forth between you and Chris might be interesting.
Yeah, it might be.
And he is one of those guys that seems to do a lot better when he's got like kind of somebody else to bounce ideas off from on the fly too.
Yeah.
Or callers.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? I'm going to do that. I will do exactly that.
Awesome.
All right, Matt. Well, I appreciate it. Mike, thank you very much.
All right, John.
All right, don't work too hard. For all of us, we're hoping for a happier new year than we've had this last year and the year before and the year before and the year before.
And some peace on earth would be nice, too.
Yeah, and I'm serious about the National Shut the Hell Up Day. thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye, John.
Take care. My caller screen disappeared again. Joe in California. Hello, Joe in California.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just heard on your show just a little bit ago something about this Snodgrass guy being involved in a car accident.
Yeah.
Is that recent or is that from the past?
Do me a favor, Mike. Get that up. Get the current information on Snodgrass. It was in yesterday. Hold on a second. It was in yesterday's stories. Yeah, bring that up and see if you can bring up anything current. I don't know when exactly that happened. But
the next question I have regarding that is during your show, do you have your ability to take emails like live? Do you have like?
You know what? Other hosts do that, and I don't like doing it because it's a big distraction. Okay. I mean, it really is. What?
If I sent you an email right now, would you get it?
Yeah, but I've only got less than 14 minutes left in the show. Well,
not to read or anything, just so you would see the importance of what I'm asking about.
Oh, no. I use my email. That's my own personal email that I've had for over 20 years, and I monitor that, and I read all of the emails. So just send me one over, all right?
Okay, well, I'll send it right now so you can see the importance of the topic. And I also carbon copied it to Mike at What Really Happened, because I initially sent it to him, and you would see the relevance of it.
Okay, all right. And just put in the subject line, request made on air.
Okay. Well, you already sent it.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
Okay, and I'll just leave it at that, and I'll try to call you back next year. Ha ha.
Oh, okay. All right. You're going to have to.
Thank you.
All right.
Right.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. That's funny to hear. I'll call you back next year. Yeah, although I guess you're going to have to, because we're not going to be here Monday. And what the hell am I going to do with Ron McDonald? Am I going to bring him back up Wednesday? Are you planning my schedule now? Then I want you to go out and get me more guests then. If you're going to take up that mantle upon everything else you do, okay, you don't have time. Well, you're the one making the suggestions here. You know, don't suggest. That's right. Keep them lips locked. Any rate, getting back to this, I don't have a caller screen. Thank you. Yell a little bit louder. All right. Tony in Texas. Hello, Tony.
Good evening, John. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Excellent. And I want to wish you a very prosperous new year for your network and for yourself.
Prosperous would be great. I just settle for paying the bills.
I understand completely. Well, what I wanted to share with you and our listeners tonight was I was in an airport not too long ago, and I was having a cigarette outside. Up pulls this car. This woman gets out of the back of the car and is screaming at the driver and pushes her way through the line to go in the front door. And it's none other than Triple Crown Weave Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, really?
Yes. She's quite... And you know, those are the type of people that are representing us. Really?
Well,
I have a problem with that.
Well, I'll reference back my comments about Sheila Jackson Lee. The only thing that I want to hear out of her is I want to give her a little boat ride out in the middle of the Gulf, and the last thing I want to hear out of that woman's mouth is gurgling. Okay, you missed it. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, listen, have a great new year. And again, like your last caller, I'll call you next year.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. By the way, Vietnam Veterans of Anderson, I thanked you, Mr. Waller, on the air yesterday. I want to thank you again. Sent over a nice donation. I appreciate that very much. It paid a few bills here that were weighing heavily on my mind. You don't know how timely that donation really was. And I'm sorry? I have my head turned, and I'm in the middle of a sentence, and you're over here talking to me, and I don't have a caller screen. You want to be here next year? Yeah, so do I. Straighten up and fly upside down, then. Who's the next caller?
Kenneth in New York.
Kenneth in New York. A lot of calls from New York. Hello, Kenneth.
Bennett?
What? You got to say your name. I can't understand this guy sitting 2 feet from me.
Dennis.
Dennis. Hello, Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
From God's waiting room.
Are you still down there, or are you? Have you picked up roots?
I'm still down here. I want to wish you and Mike and everybody there at the RBN a happy new year, you know, and hope it gets better. And I just want to let people know that just before Christmas, Brother Stare, I don't know if people are familiar with his show.
Oh, I remember Brother Stare.
Yeah, well, he was one of the first people I listened to shortwave on back in the early 80s. Yep. Talking about the New World Order. He was raided. He was raided just before Christmas. They did it in such a way they could keep him in jail with no bail, okay, at a person of his age, you know?
What and what supposedly did they go after Dear Brother Stare for?
Well, you know, years ago I know he got arrested and did some prison time, you know? But they seized computers and everybody's personal phones, but most of the people that live down there in Greensboro, South Carolina, are all walking around in walkers, you know? They're all very elderly.
Right.
They're like, it's like a bombing community there, and, you know, they're just a very religious group, and it was broadcast on a fellow that came out of my hometown. He does a shortwave broadcast from Monticello, Maine. He once was a pirate radio guy, and they shut him down, and now he's got actual bona fide, legit shortwave broadcaster out of Monticello, Maine. And Stare was one of his main customers there, so it's put a dent into that another branch of Freedom Radio, you know, Free Speech Radio, you know. Anyway, just people might remember Brother Stare in their prayers because he is another voice of freedom. Although we may not agree with everything he has to say, I never did agree with everything he has to say, but he sure has some good points, you know. And let's hope that these jackbooted thugs that come and raid people's houses.
Did you take your laptop with you to God's waiting room?
Yes, I did.
Well, if you turn up anything further information on Brother Stare, johnstatmiller@hotmail.com.
Okay, John. Listen, you have a good New Year's, okay? And best to you and everybody down there, all right?
Thank you so much, Dennis. And the same right back at you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Hey, John. I never heard of that guy. That was before my time.
Brother Stare? I had one problem with what he was doing one year to raise funds for his shortwave. He was telling people to mortgage their houses. And that's something I've never even done, no matter how desperate I got, no matter how important this mission. You know, some people, Frank, look at me as I don't know what. Some people think that I'm some kind of hard ass. I would prefer not to let them know that I get too gushy inside at times because I feel that could weaken myself in this cause. So I'm okay with people thinking I'm not a very personable guy. I'm kind of a prick on a mission.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken over what's happened to my country. I really am. It's beyond words. But I think we're in a lot of trouble. That's my prediction for 2018. I think we're in a whole lot of trouble.
Well, and the fundamentally underlying problems that we have not been addressed. You know, and again, Gerald from EIR was telling me today that, we're in support of Trump and we've got to go after the people who are after him and this, that, and the other. And I said, I understand the concern. I said, but, the deep state, as they keep calling this, and they want that deep state, they want us to think that the deep state is not that deep and it's just kind of opaque. You know, it's kind of like a mud puddle. You know, if it's a real mud puddle, it's real muddy, you don't know how deep it is. But they would like us to think that we can just take an inch or so of that muddy stuff and there we go, we clean up the deep state problem. That's not the case at all. And we have real problems in this country. Politically, obviously. Socially, yes. Economically, yes. We have major underlying problems that have not been addressed. And it looks like we're just going to continue down the same path, borrowing more money. to do things that necessarily need to be done, but we've emptied out our own coffers. We have slashed our own throat.
And they can all, in a country of hundreds of millions of people, they can always find the next group of people to line up and sell their fellow countrymen out.
Well, it's just a globalized kind of a world, and, you know, the old things of yesteryear just don't apply today. You know, things like fairness and morality and ethics and a constitution and God knows what else. You know, it's just, it's modern day, and that's all old school and onward and upward. Only we're in a crash dive right now, and you're exactly right. And until...
See you next year.
All right, appreciate it, Frank. And until those issues are addressed, you know, I was being told of what's going to be happening at his January whatever conference and talking about whatever. And here he's getting ready to hit up the banks for a credit line here to do infrastructure. Okay, yeah. Do we need the infrastructure repair in this country? You bet your bottom dollar. Minimally, $3 trillion worth. $3 trillion. But if you take a look at what fed money into the system that used to take care of this and make it sustainable, we don't have it anymore. It's gone. These are the things that need to be addressed. Because every damn thing that this government spends has to borrow before it spends. The onus of that debt is put on your back. Now, you might shuffle off this mortal coil. You might go tomorrow. You might go next year. It might be 30, 50 years from now. But I can guarantee you one thing. That the fundamental flaws that we see right now are not fixed. Your children and your children's children's children, if there's even a country left, are going to have to bear the consequences of what we had the inability to set aright. Think about that one for a while. Think about that one in the upcoming 2018 New Year. Miles to go before we sleep, folks. Miles and miles and miles. But if we make up our mind, it's got to be done, then it will be done. But how? The answers will come. Well, I guess that's we about it. End of showtime. I'm sorry? 5/20/17. I have absolutely no idea what the hell that meant, but I recognize the bump out. Well, folks, another banner year. We're going to need your help and support going into 2018. We're going to do all we can to bring in whatever funds we can at this end. Keep us afloat. Keep the light of truth burning out there. Needed now more, absolutely now more than ever. And I'm going to get my lips fixed over this New Year's as well. I've had a hard time this past week. My mind is either moving faster than my lips or my lips have slowed down dramatically. I don't know which it is. At any rate, thank you for being here today. Happy New Year to you all. I will see you back here Tuesday.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.